what it looks like is nearly flat revenues from 2011 to 2010. Sales tax collection is relatively flat, but going in, so it looks like we're going to operate right around, like Rick's been saying, we matched revenues and expenses where we thought we'd be for the 2011.
Let me get you to start over, and that be from this perspective.
Okay.
It looks like the total number of dollars by sales tax are coming in are pretty flat.
Correct.
Our share of those sales tax dollars are down.
That is true.
Utilized for general.
I was talking about the overall big number.
And other revenues that we have that make up 50% of our budget are going down.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
But really, the nutshell that we're seeing is that when everyone submitted their requests for expenses for 2012, the starting number was I think it's closer to $2.6 million, more than we spent last year.
No, more than we budgeted to spend, right?
More than we approved.
More than that.
More than that,
Rick says. Okay.
Yeah, so almost $3 million, was it? $2.9 million. Okay. So that's what we're facing is the requests were almost $3 million more than last year.
And some of those can't be cut, like you're saying.
Than last January.
I mean, we're talking $3 million more than last January, 11 months ago, and our revenues are still seeing a decline. And so the predicament is we've got that, I think, facing us square in the face, and then we're looking at TIF. And for example, and we'll talk about, can I bring up the TIF and the bond payment for the...
Absolutely.
Yesterday. Yeah, so like yesterday we were talking about the law enforcement bond payment. We have a sales tax that pays for the bond, the construction of the building. Well, when we do a refund, when we have a TIF payment, those are coming out of specific areas of those sales tax collected. And what's happening is we collect about $1.6 million in sales tax revenue for the law enforcement, but when we actually take out the TIF payment of that same district, we're possibly not even covering our bond payment. That means general kind of revenue is subsidizing the loan that we hadn't had to do that before. So as Ron was saying, as revenues are starting to decline, it's affecting us in the bottom line. And those are just challenges that we're experiencing that we've never had experiences before.
Why is the TIF growing?
It's not so much growing, it's the non-TIF areas are dying.
Oh, okay.
Look at the non-tipped areas.
Cannibalization.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Red Roof Mall 4 years ago, and look at it now.
Right.
Some of those same businesses are now at the Landing.
Right. Or you see any of those, you let me know. I will get some this week. They have to be out of business for so long before they can.
Okay, so, I mean, they're... I'll help you.
It's hard for me to police that.
I know. But there's but if you look at the Red Roof Mall, you've got Red Roof Mall not like it was 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got those businesses that used to be a sales tax non-TIFed area now not generating nearly the revenue. And and so what you've got is, I guess, the shift of the shopper to more TIFed areas. The Walmart Supercenter, the Target area, those areas that we didn't have before. And so if you were used to shop at the Walmart 76 and now you go to Walmart Supercenter, that sales tax revenue is gone. So, I mean, it's just a shift of the shopper that's affected us. And then you got the Branson Meadows. It's primarily OTC.
They're
not doing it. They used to have business.
And
what we need to do as a county is we need to find some other college
to go in there.
Step right in there and see what you see in that. Yes. I'm serious. I've already asked.
I know. But that's why this is what advances is cannibalization. I mean, the whole purpose of the TIF areas, the way I understood it, this was before my time, was we were going to bring a net new layer of customers or shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
And with the economy the way it is, the shopper count stayed the same, and so that growth came out of the existing base that we had.
Well, one thing that I was looking for, and we had a discussion about this yesterday, when we talk about our bond payment on our tail, that tax was set up for operational costs. We cover the human component of law enforcement tax. It wasn't set up under that statute. But it was for the constructing, equipping, improving, operating, and maintaining a county jail. The bond payment is eating it up. That our move to try to improve the utilities, which was a big cost to us, if your bond payment's already eat up and the operating is in here, which was planned on, when we asked for an 8%, we looked at trying to help the taxpayer. Mm-hmm. When the TIF takes a percentage of that we asked for, which we at the time didn't know that it was going to take it, had to even go through a court case to try to prove so. When you go to the operating and maintaining and everything that's involved, the jail's it's eating our lunch.
I mean, I was going to give you some numbers to kind of help explain the TIF stuff.
Yeah.
In 2009, we made payments to the TIF, to the two TIF districts, of combined was right at $800,000 in TIF payments.
Out of
general county revenue. So that was TIF money that was sales tax revenue that was generated in a TIF district, so we make a payment. In 2009, it was right about $800,000.
That's the landing in the hills.
Uh huh. And what we're on track to do this year is right at $1,050,000. So $250,000, $250,000 more. And we, everyone knows our sales tax collection has been flat. So, and if I go back to, I was going to pull up the 2008 number just so you know, the 2008 numbers is much larger. Ron, is that all right? We do this here?
Absolutely. But that's something that we need to put in our presentation.
Right. In
all those things need to be noted and put in there.
In 08, our TIF payments added up to $570,000. So it went from $570,000 to $800,000 to $1,050,000. Since 08. So that's revenues that we used to have, and because there's not been a top end growth because of the economy, it just eats into what we used to operate on.
Our usable revenues.
Usable revenues is the best way to put it.
Our usable revenues for the last 3 years have been dropping at a rate of about $2 million a year. So that's incredible. However, the expenses that are incurred by our officers with the courthouse are not going down, they're going up. So their requests are for more. Based on everything's going up, it's not going down as far as expenditures are concerned.
Right.
Now, there's another large area that we have as well, and we have asked the county to make a major policy change. And that's for the last 5 years we've been utilizing the statutory provision to attach funds from other funds for administrative purposes. Right? Or do we want to go to that? Or?
Transfers.
Well, but the law says you can pull these funds in and utilize them. And that total is somewhere around 900, right?
$750,000 to $900,000
a year, and we feel that those are funds that would be better expended within the areas from which they're coming, whether it be for road and bridge or for sewer or for whatever. So that means that there's that many more dollars that are not going to be available to us in the 2012 budget.
So you either would have decided then to end that process of doing transfers like that?
We're working through that of how we're going to,
at this point, the budget making or the decision making process regarding the budget, we are working the budget without those numbers in it.
Correct. Okay. But we're also, keep in mind, if there is resources that are being used, we're just going to pay those resources out of that fund. It's not a transfer, but, you know,
for example, all of legal, and there's a lot of legalities that the county is facing, and therefore attorney's fees, et cetera, and costs are going up, are coming out of general county revenue.
Right.
Well, some of those cases involve road and bridge. They should rightfully be budgeted in road and bridge, and that's where they should be.
And we do partly that now, but there's some of the support staff that doesn't. You know, it's some of the staff here that helps on legal cases that we don't recoup those costs. And so it's a matter of just making sure that everyone pays that share. And that's why we're trying to do it without doing the transfers. But yeah, we're trying to operate a budget without the transfers. So I think that's our attempt. And then we see that in the paper.
The Green County paper. Springfield paper. Let us know that Green County is contemplating not shipping inmates out of jails.
Oh.
Which is us.
Right.
So that affects our budget.
Yeah.
From a revenue and an expense, because we added expenses to cover the revenues. And if that happens, then we need to adjust ours.
Right.
And it's not a little bit of money. It's $250,000,
right,
at least.
Mm-hmm. It's recommended their budget officer they took $30,000 out of postage from office owners' budgets. My gosh, it's just in postage.
What's the consensus as far as like a kind of like deficit spending that creates high goal that you two are?
I mean, from that, I mean, obviously, I think we're going to be close.
Spending more than we're bringing in?
Yeah.
We're close this year.
It's a goal.
We're close this year. I mean,
it's a goal. Okay.
Let's put it this way. If we were to take the requests or a fraction of the requests, there's no way to do that.
Okay.
I mean, it's just not. So what we have to do is look at the big picture and then look at where do we want to be in 2013. You know, we get in a cycle of we just do annual budgeting, but we don't talk about a long-range financial plan for the county. We've got to get out of this yearly cycle and do our statutory obligation, but also start looking into the future beyond 12 months. And that's what I think we're trying to get to. Okay, so are we going to schedule elected officials that afternoon, then starting in the afternoon? What do you want to do? Just give everyone 30 minutes?
Yeah, to finish everything else in the budget, but I'm hopeful that we have.
We should have all that done before we meet this 13th, and I hope we get everything.
Everything else done? Everything that touches, we can have control over, we can have done, and then on the 13th, have our presentation, and then have the remaining officials come in and just give everyone 30 minutes. What do you think?
The bigger numbers, Jim, and then you said like last year.
I thought we could.
The sheriff's department, I think, is an hour.
Yeah. The prosecuting attorney, 30 minutes.
I think all the others will, all the other big.
Let's see if we can schedule them for the 14th.
Just
the big ones. We give them a day to talk, think about it, talk with the people.
Well, here's my thought is that they're going to need more than one meeting with us. And maybe we sit down and answer their questions right away that first day when they hear it, and then come back the following day to have.
My thinking is different than yours. My thinking is that we're going to tell them what we're doing,
right,
then we're going to ask them to tell us statutorily why we shouldn't do it or can't do it. then either we say yes or we say no, or unless you're thinking about having multiple discussions over the same thing. The only requirement we have, and that doesn't mean we can't meet multiple times, is to allow them to make a presentation if, in fact, we lower any portion of their budget.
Right.
Request.
Other requests.
If I get that right, Rick?
Leave that aside.
I think if we wrap this up that week, by midweek,
yes,
and if we schedule our final budget hearing by the 29th, or a budget hearing by the 29th, that doesn't mean that if we find out we can go days past that before finally approving, but we do have to have a budget hearing.
So,
and we do have to have X amount of days. I'll look that up.
So here's the question then, boss, or Haas, either one, is what do you want to do with the elected officials, and how do we get them scheduled so they can plan accordingly? We can't wait till the more time we give them, the better. Do it on the 14th?
Do you want to meet with some of them next Monday and Tuesday?
Well, they're going to know. No, we can't, because we won't have told them what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just trying to get, who's going to schedule? I'm just trying to get some guidance to the staff that's going to have to set these meetings up.
My suggestion is we send notice that we're going to have a meeting with elected officials and department heads at 8 a.m. December 13th.
Okay.
And or their designee to talk about 2012 budget process.
Okay.
Or what's what you called it earlier?
The state of the budget.
State of the budget. It's going to be an impossibility to offer them the state of the budget and not have something to do.
Correct.
I mean, if we agree that that's the way it is, that's the way it'll be. But I just, and maybe that's what we should do and say, here's where we're at. We want to set, if you're not able to comply with what we're laying in front of you, we're ready, willing, and able to meet with you. And we're going to schedule meetings for this afternoon, for tomorrow, and for Thursday, or tomorrow. We can let them know now that that's when we want to hear them.
That's what I was asking.
So that they can schedule us for 1 o'clock on the 14th, or 9 o'clock on the 14th, or also so that they can schedule a meeting on the morning of the 13th.
Okay. Good thing.
Is that?
I'm fine with it. Yeah.
I'll be gone the Tuesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon.
Otherwise,
I'm fine with it. And I don't necessarily have to be there, I don't think, statutorily. I mean, not that I wouldn't like to be there. So.
Well, when we eventually get down to what it is that we agree upon, especially for the 13th, I would like the four of us to be in unison. Here's the amount of dollars we have, and here's what we can do with them. Off the record, well, I won't say off the record, but I don't know how we are not going to tap dollars outside of revenues that are coming in order to complete this budget. I don't know how we're going to do it. So we've got a lot of work cut out between us and now and that time. I don't know how we're going to do it.
Right.
And
we did our best last year. and still ends up, I think, in to oil in January. I say last year. That was this January.
Yeah.
And we still ended up with 400,000 plus probably to...
I bet it was closer to a million.
I don't know.
We don't know.
You mean budgeted?
I'm talking about us dipping into carryover or into the future years or whatever balance you want to call that. Into contingency. I just don't know how to do it.
And it doesn't make any difference. The thing with this is I was criticized behind the podium as a member of the commission for not balancing the budget and criticized for the layoffs that took to balance the budget by the same person.
I don't know anybody criticized that. You need that.
I don't remember the afternoon.
That's got one. It got past me. I didn't know it either.
I didn't know it either.
But
well, I was glad they talked to you.
We've got a job to do, and each elected official has one to do also. And
how much was approved for
TTR last
year?
Expenses? Revenue?
Expenses.
Total expenses last year, you got it right there.
You got it right?
I said 22.
I've got the approved expenses at...
$21,986,956.03.
That's what I had too. I knew it. $986,956.03.
Oh, thanks.
Yep, that's right. Yep. All right, so a piece of paper to fill out the agenda request so you can make it official.
I'm breaking the rules, you know.
Minutes, anybody? That's not what I was insinuating. I just wanted to know if anybody wanted. Anything else, Tyler?
I don't think so. I just think you had read it. No.
Room to pick up there.